I think to our guests, I ought to acknowledge that we're glad that you're here. We're on your side. We want a competitive advantage vis-a-vis every other university in the country. We want a well-paid group of student teachers who can help us differentiate the university. We hope we'll be back at the bargaining table with you all on Saturday. And in the meantime, we're going to try to find you some more chairs so you all have a seat and can enjoy the rest of the meeting. But thank you for participating. I think I'd ask Michelle now, as Secretary of the Board, to call the roll.
Dr. Carroll.
Here.
Mr. Felix.
Here.
Ms. Asara.
Here.
Mr. Kennedy.
Here.
Dr. Kortz.
Here.
Mr. McMillan.
Here.
Mr. Montgomery.
Here.
Mr. Oliver.
Here.
Governor Quinn. Mr. Reschke.
Here.
Ms. Strobel.
Here.
Mr. Tortolero.
Here.
Mr. Zavarotny.
Here.
Okay. Joe, would you mind introducing the members of the senior team at the university?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'd like to introduce our treasurer, Lester McKeever of Washington, Pittman & McKeever. Also, Interim Provost Robert Easter from Urbana, Chancellor Paula Allen Mears from Chicago, Chancellor Richard Ringeisen from Springfield. Thank you for hosting us. Other university officers, Vice President for Academic Affairs, Mina Rao, Vice President, Chief Financial Officer, Walter Knorr, Vice President for Technology and Economic Development, Avijit Ghosh, University Counsel, Tom Barrows, Interim Executive Director Designate for Government Relations, Director of Federal Relations, Mike Bass, Executive Director for University Relations, Tom Hardy, Secretary of the Board of Trustees in the University, Michelle Thompson. I'd like to extend a special welcome to my colleague, the Interim President Designate, Stan Eikenberry. Stan, welcome. Some of these people will be participating in today's meeting by making presentations and responding to your questions. Also joining us as Senate observers, representing the University Senate's Conference, John C. Martin, Assistant Professor of Astronomy and Physics, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Representing the Urbana-Champaign Campus Senate, Kim Graber, Associate Professor of Kinesiology, Community Health. Representing the Chicago Campus Senate, Phil Patston, Associate Professor of Oral Medicine, Diagnostic Sciences. Representing the Springfield Campus Senate, Catherine Eisenhart, Associate Professor of Legal Studies, Chair of the University Senate's Conference. Also in attendance, James P. Hall, Associate Professor of Management Information Systems, T-Fen Ting, Associate Professor of Environmental Studies, Chair of the Senate Executive Committee, Chair of the Springfield Senate. And Joyce Tolliver, Associate Professor of Spanish, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and Chair of the Urbana Senate Executive Committee. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Joe. I thought since yesterday was Veterans Day, and many of us have benefited from the tremendous sacrifice that veterans have made for our country, both at this time and through our long history, and in recognition of the service that certain trustees like Ed McMillan, Tim Kortz, and Lester McKeever made as veterans, that we might just take a moment of silence to recognize their contributions. Thank you all, and thank you, Tim, and Ed, and Lester, for your service. I'd also like to recognize a couple of people who distinguish themselves on the board. I thought some of you all would like to know. A number of us were present a couple of weeks ago, I guess a week or 10 days ago, when Pam Strobel was recognized by the Illinois Arts Alliance for her leadership in the arts throughout the state. And it was terrific for me to be there, and I think some of the others, so we congratulate you. I'd also like to recognize Carlos, who was honored by the University of Illinois Alumni Association, which is tremendous and I think further strengthens the bonds between our organizations. And I'm sorry I wasn't there for that, Carlos, but I imagine you had a tremendous time. And finally, Chancellor Paul Allen Mears was asked to join the board of the directors of the Coalition of Urban Serving Universities, and further distinguishes our leadership relative to our peers. So we appreciate your presence here as well. I think at this point we'd probably just start focusing on university performance, Joe, if that's okay. I don't know whether you have like to take a minute before we get into that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm eager to get to the university performance session. I'd like, with your indulgence, to make a short statement. This is my final board meeting. It's been a privilege to serve as president of the University of Illinois. I thank each trustee for your commitment to serve as a steward of this great university. Difficult times lie ahead, we know that, but those who preceded you as trustees over the last 142 years faced even greater challenges: wars, depression, the return of the GIs, and campus disturbances. They had the wisdom and strength to guide the university through those challenges. I know you will too. I also thank my colleagues, the team of senior leaders here today with whom I have worked closely over the last 5 years. We've had achievements and failures. This is normal when you aspire high and take considered risks in pursuit of worthy goals like supporting students and faculty, increasing access and affordability, and keeping people employed and paid despite serious financial challenges. I want to thank Governor Quinn for appointing an outstanding Board of Trustees to govern the university. I want to thank Stan Eikenberry for stepping up to help the university in a difficult moment. On a personal note, I regret the admissions problems that occurred on the Urbana campus. The last 5 months have been a searing experience. My goal throughout this period was to put the university first and act accordingly. I appreciate that everyone who matters to me personally and professionally has been steadfast in their confidence in my honesty and integrity. I also appreciated a letter I received from Judge Abner Mikva in which he expressed his sadness at learning of my resignation as president. He observed that everything that came out during the investigation by the Admissions Review Commission that I headed indicated that you always had the best interests of the university as the basis for your action. Looking ahead, my passion will continue to be ensuring that people get the education and development they need from birth through adulthood to achieve, succeed, and fully contribute to our democracy and our economy. It's a never-ending job, and I look forward to continuing to do my part now as a proud member of one of the world's great faculties. This is the fifth time in 30 years that I have resumed faculty work after a leadership job, and I always approach it with joy and enthusiasm. So again, I thank each of you for your devotion to the University of Illinois, and thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to make that statement. And now, thank you very much. We have now in our agenda a session that a regular session that we called University Performance. I've asked the chairman and I have asked the following individuals to make presentations. First, a financial update for 2010-2011 by Vice President Knorr, then a report on faculty issues, our competitiveness in attracting and retaining and developing our faculty, presented by Vice President for Academic Affairs, Meena Rao. Technology and Economic Development Update by Vice President Ghosh. And finally, a financial performance report on the University of Hospital and the Physicians Practice Plan to be presented by John DiNardo, CEO of the hospital, and Joe Flaherty, Dean of the College of Medicine. So with no further ado, Walt Knorr.
Good morning, everyone. Next 10 or 12 minutes, I'd like to go over the financial performance of the university for the first quarter of fiscal year 2010.
Can you drag the mic a little closer to you, Walt, just to be sure you're right on it?
and also go over what it looks like as far as our challenges for the FY 2010 budget, as well as what we're anticipating and planning for with regard to our challenges in the FY 2011 budget and years thereout. I'm going to start the presentation. This financial indicators presentation is at your places, if it's easier to follow, as well as what's up here on the screen. I'd like to start off, Joe, if you go to the first one, with a quick tutorial again with regard to the university's finances and our budget. Our budget for 2010 is $4.7 billion. If you look to the left side of this pie chart, 40% of the budget is coming from what we call our unrestricted funds. Unrestricted funds are what I would call the instructional funds, the educational funds of the university. 60% are coming from restricted funds. Restricted funds are what I would call the enterprises of the university. These are the functions of the university that operate off of fees. Examples are auxiliaries and housing, or the hospital and the medical service plans are examples, the key examples of restricted as well as research. If you look at the pie chart itself, the composition of these funds on the left hand side, the ones that are shaded in blue are the sources of our unrestricted funds, where we get our money from. The unrestricted funds are our educational funds. Of course, a major share of the dollars come in from the state appropriation, the direct state appropriation, and we'll talk a lot more about that in just a second. Then the second big piece to it is tuition. Tuition is a major component, and this is tuition that comes from all students at the university, both undergraduate and graduate. Last piece of the unrestricted funds is what we call our institutional funds. Institutional funds are mainly composed of indirect cost recoveries from our research. These are dollars that are discretionary to come, essentially, as I call them, hosting costs of the university for research. So those are the major components of our unrestricted funds. The restricted funds shaded in red, of course, a major portion of that is research. The core function of the university is research. That is one of the major component of restricted funds. Some of the other major components is something called, I think we've talked about a little bit before, payments on behalf. The state pays for the university employees, both for their health care, except for a minor contribution that the university makes, as well as they pay for what we call the employer's portion of the pension contribution for university employees, and make their annual pension contribution. And that's a significant portion of that. The other major components are the auxiliaries, which again is everything from the housing and to the parking lots to all of the enterprises of the university. And of course, the last major portion is coming from the hospital operations, as well as the medical service plan of the university. So those are the major components. Of course, on the right side is where we spend our money. I think the main point here is we spend well over a significant portion of our dollars on the salaries and wages, personal services for university employees, for 28,000 employees of the university. So that's the significant portion of where we spend our money. I'm going to try to cover all this in 10-12 minutes and leave some time for some questions. Move on to the next. I want to move into some of the some diagnostics on some of the revenues. I guess I would kind of start out with maybe what might be considered a low light of with regard to the state appropriation. The state appropriation for 2010, the direct appropriation for the university was $743 million, which is no increase over the appropriation that was for the beginning appropriation for 2009. In 2009, the little red top there is basically reflecting a $19 million rescission that we got in 2009, a 2.5% rescission, reducing the net appropriation to $724 million. In 2010, our appropriation was composed of, it included $45.5 million of economic stimulus dollars that they're just available this year, and those were included in the base for the direct appropriation for the university. So overall, we were looking at about a 6% increase from 2006 to 2010 in the appropriation. If you look at the net after the appropriation, we are in 2010, $697.5 million were actually less than where we were in 2010.